Welcome to Nikki's Niches, where each month we highlight Nikki Hart's album picks for purchase on Bandcamp Friday by playing a song from each album. If you like what you hear, please look at notes of this podcast and go to bandcamp.com on the first Friday of the month when all proceeds go to the artist and make a purchase to support these artists. January 2022, Nikki's Niches highlights the artist Temple of Switches, Lakiko, Quicksilver Knight, Nolan Potter, The SETI Project, Venus Loon, Peter Lawson, DKJ. Temple of Switches, 4, continuing on his tradition of exploring progressive rock, jazz, and classical music, Tank Van Dool is truly hitting his stride with this new release. This excursion is also thoughtful and moody, laced with irony and sarcasm at times, and hard-hitting too, with plenty of percussion for those who like their drums complex. A couple of guest vocals are tended to by Amanda Lehman, Innocence and Illusion, and Steve Hackett's band. On The Wind and Akuta as well on Human Zoo, which addresses the unkindness of humanity. Tank's inventive and imaginative guitars are the centerpiece throughout, which really is showcased on the longest track here, and my favorite, The Unfurling. Quicksilver Night Asymptote, primarily the work of composer-guitarist Warren Russell and a host of collaborators. This outing explores progressive and symphonic music, edging at times into classical. Each musician he brings in provides their own slant to the various pieces, which, when listened to in one sitting, become illustrative of the title of the recording, Asymptote, being a line that continually approaches a given curve but does not meet it in any finite distance. One is taken on a journey that runs parallel to itself as the music unfolds. Favorite track? Trompe le coeur.
La Kiko,
The Train Ride. Hailing from Sarajevo, Lakiko performs primarily on cello, which she loops, and also has a stunning singing voice, which she uses to great effect both in a solo and also choral fashion. Her music is haunting and eerie, firmly rooted in the classical yet modern style, also drawing on medieval choral tradition. I kept hearing one piece, particularly, in my mind long after my first lesson. Favorite track, Pantheism. The train ride is also my feelings open in one. I want to give my eyes away, so I don't have to talk. Nolan Potter, Music is Dead. Solo work of Nolan Potter, leader of Nolan Potter's Nightmare Band, which is headquartered in Austin, Texas. Psych and snark side by side, with some heavy, wanging guitars and layers of vocals in a heavy, lethargic wash. These pieces were composed during the exile that many of us have experienced during the pandemic. And here, he puts fabulous use to his time and energy. Pretty torn between Stubborn Bubble, a relentless tour de force, and the one I will post as a favorite, One Eye Flees Aquapolis.
Thank you.
The SETI Project. Purple Hearts and Sleeping Dragons. Ambient and electronica go east and west here. The two principals have released many different concoctions over the last few years, and this continues in the tradition, nothing under 10 minutes here, which is right and proper for music that is intended to draw the listener in and gradually expand upon the original theme. Lots of music for those who tend to dance as well as be lured to exotic places. Favorite track? The Eastern Glow. Venus Loon, or Peter Lawson, a very lethargic trip with a talented multi-instrumentalist who is in particular an astonishing good guitarist, verging on space sometimes, but keeps you on your toes enough that you cannot get lulled into one place. Vocals are subdued and layered for most part, almost like you're hearing them through a fog, or if they're coming from behind a closed door, which suits the material perfectly. Also recommend his 1978 outing under his name. Favorite track? Forever Gone. Dika G, Forget Me Nots. Here is one that is among my favorite releases of 2021. Dika G has released 10 digital recordings. This is the one that brought her to my attention. Here are all originals with a few guest appearances. Dark Chamber Folk is the focus here, with delicate instrumentation and the St. Petersburg's singer's exquisite voice entwining throughout all of the pieces. Not all is fairy and light, however, for there are also heavier progressive elements throughout. Favorite track? Gloomy Flowers Blooming, featuring Fiona Rugeberg.
Take a rest and get distracted. Watch out, something still means something for someone. Come back home and watch it comes back again. I'm addicted to the river. I'm addicted to the river. When you reach your darkest hour, to reach the bottom, to push up and run.